Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning. Here, right now, we're on WKWY 102.7. We still haven't got our broadcast tower back up at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, but we're on the alternate site this morning again. Excuse me. But it's a pleasure coming to you here, and we appreciate all the folks that gather in here to listen to us. And you can kind of sit back now and relax and enjoy your second or third cup of coffee. And remind your neighbors that you know of that may be listening to us and still don't realize that we're on the other FM band now instead of our normal one. Let them know, and that we come to you here live here at 9 a.m. and then there is a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and these shows are also streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon website. And let's see what else we got going here this morning. We want to thank all the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, beginning with the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the three-star committee here, who devote quite a bit of time and to this station and to make sure that we keep this show going. And we hope that we have some information this morning that will help folks out. We have a spotlight of one of our chamber members this morning that has a business out in the Hillham area that a lot of folks here in the county may not know about. And we're going to let him introduce himself here in a minute. Tell us, I think he's been here a few years, and we're going to let him talk about his enterprise out there. Yeah. And that, and we've got, we got a basketball game tomorrow night with Red Bull in Springs, we've got quite a few things going on. We're working on our Rolly Hole Marble Museum still. We're getting ready to restore some few more windows here. So, and I want to remind everyone, if you want to become a part of the window restoration here with our Adopt a Window program, just give me a call or message me on Facebook and let me know about it. And we have a good number of folks here in the county that have dedicated one of our windows to their families, or some of them had family members who were elected officials here in this old courthouse. We've had some that maybe that got married here that won't leave a memory here a number of years ago when we used to have a lot of people getting married in the old courthouse here. So we've got quite a few things going on, and we're going to maybe have some exciting news a little bit later on some of the things that we're going to be working on. And with that, we'll take a little short break and work in a few words from our sponsor, and we'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit with our guest here just in a few minutes. Right now, let's take a little short break.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here, Steve and I were sitting here just kind of talking off camera for a few minutes, but I'm going to let him, Mr. Steve Talley, I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell us a little bit about how he wound up here, what's going on, and then we're going to get into his business a little bit, and we may spend quite a bit of time on it and let the folks who don't realize a lot of the things that we have here in Clay County that a lot of our folks don't know about, and then we're trying to get the word out, and he does with his business to all the folks that come through this area heading toward Dale Hollow Lake. That's not all that we got here.
Yeah.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Thomas. Thank you. Again, my name is Steve Talley, and I just want to thank you for inviting us to come here this morning, and we appreciate that, and thank you to Clay County Commerce. We appreciate them being involved, and they've been a help to us from day one. So, we came up here to Clay County about seven, 8 years ago now, and we just fell in love with the place and the people, and we were looking for a retirement spot, and along those lines, we also wanted to start some kind of business in a way that would help us offset our medical expenses as we continue to age, God willing.
That's not always better than the alternative, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll see Jesus someday, but yeah.
Well, what did you retire from, Steve?
Well, I retired from technology business. Most of my career has been in technology, and I worked down in Nashville for about 17 years. I finished out there with HCA, Hospital Corporation of America. And like I say, about 7 years ago, we started to, my wife and I, Dana, we knew that we wanted to kind of get back to the woods. My wife is definitely, her family is definitely used to farming and down in Rutherford County and kind of used to that. Of course, now it's all grown up.
Right.
You can't hardly find a tree anywhere. But, so we started looking, and we used to... We had a four-wheel drive Jeep, and we used to just hop in the Jeep on the weekends and take off from the Nashville area, looking for different places. No particular agenda. We would just drive around looking and go from there.
And so one day you were driving from where when you went through Hillham.
Yeah. We really enjoy mom-and-pop type places. You know, we go in the Jeep, and we would just pick a county. And we'd say, okay, we're going to go to this county this weekend. And we would drive around, and we would only shop local shops, if you will. And we had a requirement. We was like, well, we don't want to be any farther away from Nashville than a three-hour drive, because we knew we still had some years to work in the Nashville area before we can retire. So we did that every weekend, and we did that for about 7-8 months, I guess, and found Clay County and drove all through the hills here in Clay County and just fell in love with the place and the town, the people, the square, and put a stake in the ground, so they say.
Okay, now you mentioned that you were in technology with the Hospital Corporation of America, which basically, unless you've been under a rock, you know what that big company is, one of the biggest hospital chains. Just exactly what were your duties there with them, Steve? Let's delve into that a little bit.
Oh, goodness gracious, sir. I think your audience would fall asleep, to be honest there, Tom. But my duties was I was in management and technology side of the house, and dealt with clinical records or automation of what we would call an ERP system or payroll benefits, clinical work. HCA is an absolutely wonderful company. They were very, very employee-oriented and have a lot of opportunity to move around within the organization.
Okay, and along that line, you know, I know I guess you probably came in basically a whole lot maybe toward the ground floor when the switch over from handwritten reports and all those things came about. And
I don't know about that. I was with them for almost 16, 17 years somewhere in there, and
so they had already started some of the stuff, and
they've already had electronic records going and working on that, and it was more about integration with all the different patient care, continuing patient care, things of that. Try to streamline that event for the patient and make it as simple as possible.
I know we were talking a minute ago with our fiber network we had here that was called Exceed, and one of the parts of that was connection with our local hospice area. Excuse me, I think I heard someone say that enough that they thought a frog and put a nest in their throat there for a minute. But one of the things we did there was online medical things. There even were we did training online. This is about, I don't know, 30 years ago, I guess. And I know that that was one of the things, and I know that I did attend a conference once where that, and I'm sure this is still going on, where we had online, it really wasn't online surgery, but there would be a surgeon working, say, here at the one of the local hospitals here in Clay County, and he would be online with a specialist somewhere in New Jersey or somewhere or another that was kind of with the camera on what he was doing and directing what he was fixing to do.
Well, I agree. It happens a lot. I'm more behind the scenes there, and when I was there, but anyway, we did that, and my wife, Dana, she works down in Rutherford County, and she's in down in Rutherford. She's getting close to retirement. She's got a couple more years to do before she retires, and so we're just kind of enjoying our blessings, and God willing, when she retires, then she'll be up here full time as well. Right now, we travel back and forth between here and Nashville and take care of things.
Okay, and so you're both, are you Rutherford County natives, or?
Well, my wife is. My wife, her whole family is goes way, way back. So much history there, I won't even begin to try to speak to that. But, yeah, she's a Tennessee native. She's my little honey bunny, as I call her, Tennessee honey bunny.
Okay, and I know that was there one major thing that when you visited here that it just kind of struck out and said, hey, this is it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We were, I was down in Florida at the time, and again, this is about 17 years ago, and when you think of Florida, you think of palm trees and shorelines and things of that nature, but we actually lived out in the country when I was in Florida. So I had oak trees and things of that nature. If you were just to look where I was at, you wouldn't, if you just saw a picture of it, you'd think, well, that's not Florida. So when we decided to move and I looked at Tennessee, and I was attracted to Tennessee for tax purposes and whatnot. And when I came up here and in the job market and things and looking at HCA, and remember interviewing with them at the time. But when I looked around and I saw the beauty of Tennessee, I thought, well, this is similar to where I'm at in Florida, except on steroids. You know, the hills are a lot bigger, the trees are a lot greener, and it was just a beautiful spot. So I said, well, that's it. Tennessee's it.
You know, most people don't realize that the cattle ranches down in Florida produce, they're one of the top beef production states in the United States. We think most Florida's, hey, a place where you go down there to get you, get your butt burned.
Yeah, middle Florida, the Ocala area, as I understand it, was, believe it or not, they're big on Christmas trees and cattle.
Okay, I think we're going to take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and come back and continue.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Steve and I just sitting here talking, and I think he did a pretty good job introducing himself, so I think... everybody know everything about him, except maybe he's got a cowboy hat on right now that he didn't mention that.
Well, but, all hat, no cows.
Got to be careful what you find under a hat here in Clay County. But I have his website pulled up here a little bit, and I know it's a pretty neat website. And let him, just maybe first begin with the physical layout of the things you have down there. And
well, sure. So we sit on about 47 acres down in Hillham area in the Turkey Town, off of Turkey Town Road there, just around the corner from Mayhew Masters, for some of you locals that may know that area. And so we went out there, and of course nothing was there at the time, and just woods. So we built everything from scratch, the infrastructure coming in and all that stuff. Got it all up and running down there, it's a beautiful area, beautiful hills, like all of Clay County, to be honest with you. So we, first year when we decided this was it and we purchased the land and came out here, we basically tented for about a year. We put up a tent and we would come up here and stay in a tent and start thinking about, you know, our business plan and what. And of course, a little quick side note about the business plan. It all started, I don't know, you may remember, it's an old movie called Holiday Inn. I-N-N, Holiday Inn. And we watch that movie every single year. It's a tradition for us. But that's how Tally's Cabins came to be. We base our business plan off of that movie.
Well, it was pre-made for you.
Well, I looked at that movie and I thought to myself, well, you know, that's where it's at right there. You know, you don't want to work all these days. You just pick a few days out of the year and put something together. That's what kind of started it. Now, in real life, it's not really like that.
Yeah. But, okay. Now, how many cabins do you have out there now?
Well, we built the first cabin with some great friends here and partners. I guess I could mention them.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, when we first came here, like I said, the people were so nice, and one of the first people we met was Randy Copeland over here at Clay County Farm. And he just kind of, I always tell people, you know, and I'm talking, you know, he just took us in for whatever reason. I felt he took us in under his wing, and he just helped us get started, him and Miss Charlotte. Helped us get that first cab. We were out in a tent, so he helped us get it going and introduced us into some local trade workers and then didn't mind us working directly with them as time progressed, you know. And, you know, I was kind of sensitive about that. I didn't want to go around him since we started with him, but he's just been a real partner with us. And that's what we try to do. When we, you know, we have three cabins, like, and we had a lodge, and we were doing events and whatnot, and it takes some effort. You know, you have to have an electrician, you have to have plumbing, you have to have backhoe work and this, that, and the other. And it's a lot of different people. And when you're out so far in the country, it's hard to find work and quickly when you need it, you know. And Randy and those guys, they were a blessing for us. So we got that first cabin built, and then I was so happy. I was so happy when it was built. And, you know, the little things in life, like a bathroom or flipping a switch and the light would turn on. You know, that was Dana and I were very, very excited to see things like that, because we'd have a water jug, and we'd put that water jug on the side of the Jeep when we were out there tenting. And she'd climb up there, and she'd press the little button on the water jug, and I'd take a shower under it, and then we'd switch, take turns, and we did that for a while. So it was great when we got the first cabin built.
You get to know each other all over again.
Oh, yeah. it was a wonderful experience, but I've had enough of that. And
So you do have indoor plumbing out there?
Oh, we have indoor plumbing, of course, and Wi-Fi, high speed internet, and all. You know, people come out. You know, I think they get a little spooked when they're driving through, especially city people that they're coming from wherever, and they get a little nervous driving through the hills to get to us. But then once they get to our cabins, they realize, oh, this is nice. You know, they very well kept. We're extremely particular about, you know, how clean the cabins are, the grounds. We try to keep everything above and beyond. We drain our hot tubs. Each cabin has its own hot tub. We drain the water between every guest, clean the hot tub. We provide split firewood, dry, continental breakfast in the cabins waiting for them. So we do a lot of little extras, we think, that try to make it a turnkey situation for them.
Okay, now how many cabins do you have operating now?
So we have three cabins, like I said, and our latest cabin, number three, we opened a little over a year ago. So we just closed out the year with that third cabin, and it's done well, and all the cabins have done well. We stay pretty well booked.
Okay, now, what about expansion? Are you thinking about cabin number four yet? Or
I am. You know, everybody around here is asking me that. They're like, you going to open up another one? I was like, no, we're not. We actually, we built the lodge, the TCB Lodge, and we were going to do weddings, and we did suppers and Valentine's.
Right.
We ran that for about a little over a year and did some events. And we wanted to do things for the community. We wanted to... In addition to the lodge, we wanted to do some type of event, maybe one or two events per quarter. And then when we were both retired, we would, do something else with it. Well, it didn't take long that we realized that wasn't our niche. We didn't want to do that. So we just focused on the cabins.
Okay. That's entirely two different plans, isn't it? You have a wedding facility, that sometimes gets... highly complicated.
That's what I was going to say. It was fast and furious and quite a learning experience, and we learned quickly. We only did one wedding, and after we did that wedding, we were like, nope, we're not going to do this again.
Have you checked to see if they're still married?
They are. They are. They're married and have kids and doing well.
Very good. Okay. I know. Okay, well, this would be a good time to take just a little short break. Come back. We're going to talk about some of the other things up there. But before we go to a commercial, we have our birthday anniversary for today. And as you realize, and if you want to call and get your name on this list, the number is 931-243-5574. And you will become eligible for one of our wonderful birthday prizes that you go over by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up. And we'll be choosing one of these winners today with our highly sophisticated non-computerized selection system, and we'll be doing that. But celebrating this week a birthday, Mr. Tommy Denton, out in the Pine Hill area, an anniversary, Brenda and Gary Watson, and this was called in by Liz Brown. Wish them a very happy birthday. Mr. Jason Hamilton, celebrating a birthday today. Miss Sandy Smith. Not today, but this week, excuse me. Miss Betsy Holtham, celebrating a birthday. And we want to wish a happy birthday to Kathy Merritt. I think she's still kind of recuperating from some surgery and things. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also Teresa Huff. Those folks all celebrated a birthday this past week. And if you would like to be a part of this, just give us a call here. We'll get your name on the list. And we have another birthday here, I think. I think I saw online that this is the actual birthday of the beginning of Monroe County, Kentucky. So we'll wish them a happy birthday, even though they are across the state line. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll continue on with our conversation with Steve Talley. Thank you.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small-town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Steve and I are here and just talking about a few things,
yeah.
Getting to know each other a little bit.
yeah.
And I know we were talking about his cabins up there. And, of course, he is on basically one border of the county. And, of course, I'm sure Steve is familiar with our getaway place here on the other side of the county that brings in lots and lots of folks. That, of course, their idea is you come in out there and you stay 2 or 3 days, and you, while you're here, you come to Salina and visit the antique shops and things like that. And, of course, I know Steve. Do you have week-long renters, or is it just maybe weekend folks, like kind of like they do out there, or weekdays?
Oh, no, we have weekdays, two weeks at a time. All our weekends are always booked. If we have a weekend, I don't even remember the last time a weekend wasn't booked. But we get a lot of 3-4 days. It just varies. It goes quite well, actually. And January is our slowest month.
Right.
When we get closer to boating season, we pick up quite a bit. But we run about upper 80-something percent occupancy during the boating season.
Okay. And let me ask, what about one of the things that we're kind of talking about and aiming toward here today is make our local folks aware of this place,
yeah,
that you don't have to go somewhere to get away for a couple
That's
of
right.
days. Do you have, you know, a few local people from Overton, Clay, Jackson
oh,
County?
Absolutely. It Dana and I were just so surprised. You know, somebody would call. The demographics there for business really surprised us, because we were getting calls from local people, and they were saying, well, you know, I have family members coming in, and you know, we're going to see if they can stay down at your cabins. Or you know, I remember the first time somebody called in and said, well, I'm going to a wedding. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I said, where's your wedding at? And they said, Hillham. I said, your wedding's in Hillham? Really? Yeah. And we were just surprised. But you know what? That's happened. That's happened half a dozen times. So yes, that's quite a few business comes that way.
Okay, you know, that is one of the things. You know, like I said, you know, we have people, and I don't know. Sometimes I think that the brightness is kind of wearing off of some of these far out places, and I know that may be, you know, one of the, if there is any good benefit to the COVID thing, is that people decided, you know, I may not want to get out among a whole lot of people, and,
right,
and there's a lot of things that a peaceful weekend brings that a week up at Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge doesn't have.
Right.
And that of course, that appeals to both types of travelers. Some folks like to just get away,
yeah,
and you got the perfect place for them.
Well, we get a lot of that, and you know, a lot of people come to us because they, even though we're not off the grid, but I'll just use that generically, I'll use that phrase, they want to come and get off the grid and just relax. But we have some people that will come and they just sit in the cabins and sit on the front porch or the hammock or the swing or sit by the fire pit, and they do that, you know, for the duration of their stay, and they just decompress. And of course, our cabins, you know, when we built the cabins, we purposely, strategically put them in locations where they weren't on top of each other. So you're completely secluded, surrounded by trees, and, you know, very private when you're in your own cabin.
So you can get a taste of Clay County, and if decide maybe some decisions made there to come back and say, hey, I may build me one of these cabins somewhere in Clay County.
We have that. We get people that come in. That's happened about half a dozen times or so. People are coming in, and they're building in Clay County somewhere. And while they're building, they're from Nashville or Memphis or Knoxville or wherever, and they'll come in and they stay with us, and then they check on their property while they're whoever's building it, back and forth.
One of the things we know with our area here, our electrical, our Dry County Electric folks, we don't lose power here too many times, except in the wintertime when we have a big freeze or something. I'm sure you've been a victim of that. Some limbs fell and took care of that. But also, I'm sure that it may have even surprised you when you came in. You mentioned, the Wi-Fi, the access to the Internet that we have here in Clay County. It amazes a lot of people from metropolitan areas in the state of Tennessee. They think they're going into the backwoods,
Well, we get that a lot. We get that that question quite a bit, honestly. And the standard response once they're here is they cannot believe how fast our Wi-Fi is. They're like, this is faster than what I get in Nashville or wherever they came from. And so we have people that come here and they do their remote work. We have people that just come and they streaming services or whatever the case may be. But yeah, certainly Wi-Fi is not an issue.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have out there, other than a great place to spend the night and to wake up in the morning. Now, you do have porches on these cabins where you can sit out on the porch and have your morning cup of coffee.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so every cabin, it's roughly about 1,000 square feet of living or a little just a tad under. Two of our cabins are one bedroom, one bath. One of them is two bedrooms, one bath. And they all have their own decks or patios, very private. They have their own fire pit that they can use. They have their private hot tub for the cabin. A couple of them have hammocks. Two of the cabins have hammocks out there and a fire pit deck that goes around it and whatnot. And, of course, like I said earlier, we supply the split firewood, and continental breakfast is waiting for them in the cabin. And then, of course, the hot tub. A lot of people come for the hot tubs. They love the hot tubs. Okay. And you can sit out there at night and watch the stars. They're just amazing. The stars and the moon is just so, because you don't have any of that city light, right? So you have a beautiful view of just looking up and stargazing at night.
And if you want to come up when the meteor shower comes,
You're
in the perfect place. Something we need to do real quick, a very important thing, and that is tallycabins.com.
That's right.
Something that's real easy to remember.
Yeah, that's tallies with an E, T-A-L-L-E-Y-S,
right.
C-A-B-I-N.
It's not tally up the score, it's Mr. and Mrs. Tally.
All day, all my life I've heard that.
And I know that, and if you go on there, there are some great pictures of the facilities around there, and I've got, I guess, cabin number 3 up now, and look like it's even... Is that a safety fence around it for young'uns, or?
Yes, we run, when we did our railing going around the cabins, we started out with wood spindles and stuff, but we didn't like the maintenance on that. We didn't like the obstruction to the views, so we switched over to cable wires. So we now run cable wires around it.
Okay, and if you go online there and pull up the pictures of the cabins, you're going to think you're at up that pigeon forge or somewhere or another with the view around, with all the trees around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a beautiful sight, a place to be. And they said there's 3 of those cabins there.
No traffic.
Which is e-bike rentals. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so like... kind of finishing up cabin stuff. We've got 3 cabins, and then we shut down the lodge, and we've converted the lodge to our home, our retirement house. We're kind of finishing that up here pretty soon. So we started looking at some other verticals, if you will, and a friend of mine over here at First Salina Baptist Church, Eric Copez, he invited me to go e-biking one day with him and his friend Terry. So Terry had an extra bike. And I went with those guys, and we just started biking around Clay County, which is just so beautiful. It's one thing to drive around, but it's quite different when you're on a bike and you just get to see everything as you're biking around. So anyway, I went with them, and we're out there, and they took me for a 20-something mile, 30-mile bike ride, which is not difficult when you're on an e-bike.
Yeah.
You can still get your exercise, of course. It's as much as you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can use the battery on an e-bike is a traditional bicycle that has a battery on it. And the battery helps you pedal. It's called pedal assist. And so you can use a pedal assist as much or as little as you like when you're biking. So it's great, as you know, now I'm getting a little up there in age and my knees are starting to hurt and stuff, but I can still bike because when I get to a big hill or something of that nature, I can use my pedal assist and I can just hill. So anyway, I was out there with them and I just started thinking to myself, well, this is really fun. This is so enjoyable and get to see the county. I said, we should think about that. So Dana and I sat down and I pitched the idea to her and she was like, oh yeah, that would be great. And I don't think, you know, there's nobody around here unless you go all the way down to Cookeville that offers that service. So we've got a couple bikes and we've been doing more and more bike rides and getting our ducks in a row, if you will, and getting ready to rent them come spring.
So you've got to get over now and get familiar with the Siding Ridge Trail over there, which would be perfect for this because there is all kinds of terrain there and
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful trip, long trip to the woods all the way out to Moss.
Yeah.
And so that, and I know, and the, this is the type of thing that, you know, so many folks are, as you said, they get advanced in age a little bit, and we can't ride mountain bikes safely. We ride them for a few feet, and then it rides us. And
I think right.
The way a lot of that works.
I don't have any desire to try to pedal up some of these hills on my own own power.
And okay, now I know that one of the things that sells this place is, you know, the attractions here in this area, and I know that. You have your things to do online. Like I said, this is a tremendous, tremendous website.
Well,
it has all kinds of information.
Right.
And I know that you have connections to the Upper Cumberland thing, of course, the Clay County partnership. But, you know, with this area here, the things that we have to offer to, like I said, from Cummins Falls. And, well, actually, there are just so many things to do here. If you want to spend the week here, you can... have adventures anywhere within a 100-mile radius or even a little farther if you want to go there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're on our website now and you're looking at the things to do, I think, is where you're at. But, yeah, it's just, there's a lot to do in Clay County and the surrounding counties. You know, we're 20 minutes from three different county seats. And you can go to the squares and you can do your antiquing and walk around and enjoy the small town and shop local. We're, you know, one of the things that we, Dana and I said to ourselves when we came here and we started building, we're very adamant about we want to use local services. You know, we wanted to, we didn't want to bring in big commercial stuff and work with, not that anything against them, but we just wanted to support the local business and the local county and in the community. And so everything we try to do, we call those people first. And then of course we try to partner, you know, my opinion, a successful business is a partnership. You know, you can't run in a silo. We don't try to work with people where they just come in and do a task and then they leave. We try to form a relationship, a partnership, and help each other as we go through it. And that's the beauty of small town America, if you will, particularly Clay County. So we have all these things out there that you can do, whether it's biking, e-biking, hiking down Standing Stone, of course all the different waterfalls in the area. This goes on, the marble contest, which you mentioned, there's always different events, the car shows. It just goes on and on and on.
Okay, now I know you mentioned earlier about are you developing some hiking trails there on property?
Well, like
looking at,
we sit on 47 acres approximately, and that was a job trying to dig out the trails.
Yeah,
you know, and it was a little costly, to be honest
right.
with you. But we put trails on our property, And they're not really good trails for biking, but they're good for walking.
Right.
Walk around.
I mean, that's one of the major attractions, because each one of the seasons here in this area, Clay County, is just a different world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in the springtime, when the wildflowers start coming up, and, of course, you are very, very close to Standing Stone State Park.
Yep.
And that is, one of our really a kind of, sometimes it used to be like a hidden feature here, that it was, we had visitors, and a lot of visitors were a lot of local people. I know our local folks took advantage of that real big. I can remember back centuries ago when I was in high school, one of the big deals then was at the end of the school year, you got to have a big picnic over at Standing Stone.
Yeah.
I know things like that are still going on, and I know they have activities there, and I know that they keep you all up to date on everything they're doing there.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the things that we kind of been trying to stress over the past few years, and that is when folks come out of the entrance of Standing Stone State Park and come out to the highway there, Highway 52.
On the north side, yeah.
And that was to get a sign there pointing that Solana is to the left.
Yeah.
And it's only a very short drive to Solana.
Yeah.
And it's quite a bit longer drive to Livingston, so it would be a good idea if you hang a left there.
Yeah.
And come on down to Solana.
You know, just in pure coincidence, we biked through Standing Stone just yesterday. It was wonderful, because going through you just see so much more versus driving through it.
And like I said, I think a lot of our folks, a lot of us used to travel from Solana to Cookeville, going up to Baptist Ridge and across that way just to take that drive. And that's one of the most beautiful drives anywhere in the state of Tennessee. And there are so many attractions on that drive that a lot of people don't know about. I know that, of course, there's a shooting range down there, and I think, and I know there's a place down there that does have a wedding area down there.
Yeah.
I visited down there, and there are a number of waterfalls down in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
list all those waterfalls. I mean, for quite a few of them, I keep updating our cabin guest book. You can get to our website. And if you go to our cabin guest book and open it up, it has all kinds of information about the area, including waterfalls and directions and GPS locations and things of that nature, just to help our guests. It's quite a plethora of information in that book. The thing is that when we were up here, Dana, my wife, we went over to Standing Stone, and she goes, you know what? We used to come here when I was a kid on church retreats. So it brought back good memories to her as we would go down into Standing Stone down there and cabins and whatnot. And she's like, yeah, this is where we went when she was just a, little bitty.
Okay, now, how about a favor of you guys? I'm sure you may be doing it already, and that is to direct some folks down to Donaldson Park.
Yes. It's a great – I love Donaldson Park. They just redid their tennis courts.
Right.
And I've been out there – well, earlier in this year, last year when it was warmer. I don't go out now.
Yeah.
But I was, if not the first one, I must have been pretty close to it, because I was out there on the courts trying to hit some tennis balls, and I love playing tennis. So the courts are real nice. Of course, the grilling areas and the trails are just gorgeous.
That is one of the most beautiful walks, and I think one of the things I know they're working on up there is to clear underbrush out, undergrowth out, where when you walk along the river down there, you'll be able to see the river.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the things that happens down there, of course, every year is a number of archery meets. We've had some national archery meets and local state. That goes on down there. And, and I'm wondering, have you picked up any guests when they come to town for the archery meets or anything? I wonder if any of them made it out that far yet.
I don't know. I don't know. We respect the privacy of our guests, so we will interact or as much or as little as they choose. We don't go knocking on the cabin. We offer self check in, so they can when they get to our cabins, they have instructions ahead of time on how to just do a self check in. So, sometimes people will come down, they're walking the grounds, and we get to we fire up a conversation and sit there and talk and chat for a while. And, you know, sometimes we don't even see them, and they just kind of do their thing.
So that this is one of these, it's online, your reservations.
Yeah. Well, we have, we're out there, obviously, on the Internet platforms. We can certainly do direct bookings, people that would call me directly.
Right.
And I can always beat the Internet prices because, you know, as you know, whenever you're on someone else's platform, there's a cost. There's a cost to the client.
Right.
There's a cost to the guest, and there's a cost to the host.
Right.
To the service provider. And so when people call me directly, I can usually give them a pretty good, an attractive price that's better than the Internet. But again, with our partners on the Internet website, whether it's HomeAway, Expedia, Airbnb, VRBO,
right,
all of those typical sites that have really skyrocketed the past, what, 3, 4, 5 years now, those platforms have taken off quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely, and we do try to take advantage of those sometimes, but also there's usually a link there where you can get directly to your service, and I think most of those folks, they do that also.
Yeah.
You know, they'll...
Well, when we started out, you know, my nature is pretty, I'm a numbers guy. I love crunching numbers and statistics and all that. That's just kind of I do it for fun, which is pretty boring, I understand, but as well as other things. But right now, you know, we started out, our direct bookings, people calling, was pretty slim. But we're in the 20-something percent now of our customer base is calling us directly. And then, you know, out of thousands of bookings, a lot of them are starting to be return customers. You know, that's the greatest compliment of all. When you have a customer that comes and stays with you, they write in our book, our guest book for the cabin, how much they, you know, it was their honeymoon, you know, a very special time, and they write in our book just how wonderful everything was, how clean everything is, and they're going, we're definitely coming back. That's how the majority of our notes from guests, and when they sign off in the book, they're typically saying, we will be back.
You know,
and that's what we like to see.
I know a number of years ago, I worked for the Roberts family up at Cedar Hill, and we, at that time, just back in the 70s, 80s, up into early 90s, and we had, you know, the generational visitors.
Yeah.
We were into the second, sometimes the third generation of folks that came back every year, and that is something that, it's one of the neatest parts of, I guess, the business is when they first come and then they come back 3 or 4 years later and are a young or two with them and brought them with them.
Well, what we're seeing now with the addition of the third cabin, what we're starting to see is family get-togethers. So they'll come in and they'll rent all three cabins. And, you know, it's great being with the family. Don't get me wrong. You love being around your family all day long. And you sit around the campfire, you grill some steaks or some chicken or whatever you're doing. You just have a good old time. But, you know, when it comes evening, you want to say, hey, it sure was good seeing you. Now, I'm gonna go back to my own private, secluded cabin, and I'll see you sometime tomorrow. we're starting to get that.
What was it? Benjamin Franklin said that fish and guests begin to smell after a few days.
That's right. Yeah, we had, and you know, I fell in that same example. We had a family, my brothers, four brothers, and then most of them were able to come in a year and a half ago, I think. So we put them all up in the cabins, and I'll tell you, by the end of the day, it works out well. You're like, okay, let's wrap up the social event of the day and catch you on the flip-flop tomorrow.
Well, you know, sometimes when you got all the brothers together, baby brother starts remembering some of the things that big brothers did to him when he was a young, very, very small. But, and okay, now, something we haven't talked about is the, I guess, the space of the cabins. Are they all just single bedrooms or?
Well, so they're all a little, just shy of 1,000 square feet living. The cabin number one is kind of down in the holler a little bit, and it's got a nice green yard fenced in. Hammock, hot tub, blah, 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 like we talked about. And that's a one-size one bedroom, king size bed, and one master bath. And a quick note about our beds that we get a lot of compliments about is that we knew up front when we did this, there was a couple of things that we were going to be very, very particular about. One was they had to have a hot tub and it had to be, water had to be changed each and every time without question between guests. And then the second thing was the mattress for the bed. We put dedicated and strategic resources on purchasing high quality box springs and mattresses that would be on our in each cabin, and that's worked out well for us. A lot of people have come back and said, "Hey, what kind of mattress is that? That was the best night's sleep I've ever had." So that was important. Good night's sleep. So anyway, that's cabin number one. Cabin number two is up on a hill, and you've got a little some additional views up there. That's a two bedroom, and with an upstairs and one master bath. And same type of bedding situation, and fireplaces in that one, and full. Of course, the cabins are full kitchen. You know, a lot of people come for Thanksgiving; they do their Thanksgiving dinners there. Cabin number three, our newest one, one level, one bedroom, walk-in shower, all tile, double shower head, deck overlooking the holler.
We talking about, you know, the tubs and the showers, kind of one of the things I used to look at, and I don't know where I picked it up at, but the guy said that, you know, that he did not take baths in a bathtub. He was not going to wash his face in water he was sitting in.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, you know, Dane and I used to, like I said, we would go out for a year looking for places, and we'd stay at these different odds and ends, and we took mental notes of what we liked and didn't like. And one of the things we didn't like was we'd run out of hot water. It's amazing how fast you'd run out of hot water. So all of our cabins have tankless water heaters. You will not run out of hot water.
So I mean, we look like you have covered most of the bases out there, and you know, I think hopefully today that we have introduced you to you know, quite a few people here in Clay County that didn't realize maybe that you're out there. And I know a lot of them do, but hopefully this has been very beneficial to your business out there. And this is, of course, one of your perks with being a member of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you.
I guess maybe I sneaked this one up on you. You didn't know about this one.
Surprised.
And I know we have about killed an hour, believe it or not.
Unbelievable. Well, you can find us on Facebook. We have a pretty good social media there. And then, of course, our website, tallyscabins.com.
Okay, and I'm going to reach and do something over here, and it looks like that Brenda and Gary Watson out on Pea Ridge have won the birthday prize for today. And now, Gary, you can take this prize and take your lovely wife out to at least it'll be enough to pay for her supper. Maybe not both of you, but and we appreciate all of the folks that help make this show possible each week. And right now, I guess we better gather everything up and shut the doors here at this place and close it down and remind everyone to, you know, be back with us next week, and that hopefully, good Lord willing, we'll be back here with you. We'll probably still be on 102.7, but until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, same time, same channel. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.